is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The markets are cratering at the open. The Dow is down 1,072 points. S&P off 176. The Nasdaq's down 678 after last Friday's weaker-than-expected jobs report. Financial advisor Gene Peroni.
I think that the markets globally are feeling a pinch of a number of things. And, of course, there is the worry here in the U.S. That we might be entering recession.
The Japanese and European markets tanked today as well. Your Hurricane Debbie is slamming Florida's Big Bend coast after coming ashore as a Category 1 storm today with heavy rains and powerful winds that have triggered flash flooding and massive storm surge. WTSP's Nick Volturo is northwest of St. Petersburg.
You can hear the wind is whipping. That rain is starting to pick up and really intensify.
Debbie is expected to hit the Atlantic coasts of Georgia and the Carolinas.
More than 2 feet is possible in places as it meanders across the southeast most of this week. These people live near Charleston, South Carolina.
We're all pretty close to water, and there's certain areas that better to be prepared than not be prepared.
I just heard 20 to 30 inches of rain, and so I was like, that's a time for me to go get some sandbags.
Debbie will also generate a tornado threat. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
This is decision day for Vice President Harris on a running mate. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
There are reports that she has already made her decision and that she could announce it in a video message. To be clear, CBS, we are right now working the phones trying to confirm that ourselves. But the bottom line is that this is going to be imminent. And of course, you know, aides tell us that she wanted to use every last second to make this monumental decision because she didn't have a lot of time to begin with.
Israelis bracing for a retaliatory strike by Iran after the killing of Hamas political leader last week. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant spoke to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on a possible Israeli response to an Iranian attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel is ready and will exact a heavy price for any aggression.
There will be no more gold for a U.S. gymnastics champ at the Summer Olympics. CBS's Wendy Gillette is in Paris.
American gymnastics star Simone Biles got some redemption in the floor final after a fall on beam that took her out of medal contention. She fell in her floor warm-up and looked rattled, returning for a routine that wasn't her best, stepping out of bounds twice. That put her .033 behind gold medal winner Rebecca Andrade of Brazil, her first of the competition.
Dow down 806 now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A flood watch is in effect for Racine County tonight, but not for Kenosha County. The National Weather Service predicts heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. Wendy Christensen, the longtime Racine County clerk, has registered as a candidate for county executive. A special election in December will fill the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. Child abuse charges against former Racine County Emergency Services Manager James Kerner and his wife Tiana have been dropped. The case was dismissed after conflicting testimony. A 19-year-old UW-Milwaukee nursing student is in critical condition after a drowning incident at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Jackson Henderson, who was without air for about 10 to 20 minutes on Friday. The Coffee Pot, a downtown Kenosha diner, suffered extensive damage from two fires on Saturday. Firefighters had to break through walls and the roof to extinguish the flames that rekindled. And a top White House official is in Racine today. Tom Perez is promoting federal initiatives for removing lead water pipes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
All systems go in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers put on a show over the weekend on family night. Jordan Love signing autographs for fans and doing interviews.
Training camp has been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great. I'm very excited about what we got building and just a lot of those guys, you know, taking that next step and building on what we did last year. So I'm very excited.
The biggest question is still at kicker. Anders Carlson went 8 for 9 after going 3 for 6 earlier in the week. Greg Joseph, 7-for-9 family night. The Packers have signed another kicker, Jonathan Garibay, who's kicked for the Dallas Cowboys and in the UFL. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3. Milwaukee has now lost 3 straight series. Today they travel to Atlanta, where they'll play the Braves tomorrow night.
I love this team, guys, and I'm not going to start criticizing them for making youthful mistakes or for hitting balls hard and not having it be timely hitting.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. 77 are high this afternoon. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms with locally heavy rain, 64 tomorrow. A few lingering storms in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. got lost. If you live without me.
Local news and timeless is right here on WRJN. Have you been to the state fair yet or planning to go and to eat the awesome food? Luckily, my granddaughter Lily is going to give us a full report on delicious new food items. Right now, Billy Joe Royal.
Down in the boondocks.
Timeless is right here at WRJN, and with me right now is my awesome granddaughter Lily. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
All righty. Lily is an expert on food, and she just got her driver's license, which she picked me up at the airport last night. That was so weird. This little girl that I held in my arms and would sing to her, and she'd be like, oh my God, please stop, which is wild because I didn't know 6 months old could talk. But now she is an adult. She goes to Wisconsin State Fair. She tries out the delicious food items. And there were a lot of great food items that you tried yesterday. So you did the dill pickle, deep fried dill pickle?
We did.
What'd you think of it?
It was actually really good. It had like a nice crunch with the cool ranch, like deep fried and like rolled in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a little harder to eat because it was like cut in a spiral. So it was just like one long pickle. So it was like you didn't really know where to bite.
Oh my God. So and it was filled with Doritos, right?
Yeah. So it was deep fried. And then like the outside, it was like rolled in like cool ranch crushed Doritos.
Oh my God. And then you dip it into something.
Yeah, into ranch.
You know what the cool thing about having Lily on the show is, Lily still has her original stomach. So she can eat this food and not wanna die, you know, just like the older folks do. So then did you try the ham sandwich that was in between two donuts?
Yes, the hot ham and glazer sandwich was actually surprisingly really good. It was a good balance of the glazer donuts.
Okay.
But then also you got the raspberry preserve filling, and then the ham and cheese was also really good.
But it had, okay, now I'm trying to visualize this. So it had like jam in it.
Yeah, it was like a raspberry like jam filling, and it was good. But it seemed like there had been like red pepper flakes, so that made it a little spicy. But like it added a good touch to like the donuts and the ham and cheese.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then now you had cream puffs, but you didn't have like a regular cream puff like grandma does. You know, the same old, same old. What cream puff did you try?
So for the cream puff's like 100th anniversary, they had a root beer cream puff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really good, actually. It tasted a little weird at first, but then like once you took a couple bites, like, oh, wait, this is actually like really good.
Oh, wow. And then there was one other thing. It tasted like lemonade. Lemonade drops?
Oh, it was the frozen pickle lemonade.
Frozen pickle lemonade. Okay. Tell me about that.
So I was actually really excited for it because I'm like, oh, you know, like maybe it'll just be like a little bit of pickle, but like mostly lemonade. It was not. It was one of like the least favorites we had yesterday.
Mm.
It was just too much pickle. It doesn't mix well with lemonade.
Yeah, it's just I couldn't wrap my brain around it. What is this obsession with pickles at the state fair this year?
I don't know. A lot, like I think half of their new items and everything is like has to do with pickles.
Oh my goodness, Lily, you were awesome. Is this your first time on the radio?
I think so. Or maybe there was a time like years ago when we were at that like, little petting zoo.
Oh, that's right. That was actually a TV show. That was on a cable show.
Oh.
You're very good. You're very good. All righty. I'm going to have you on the air some more, Lily. You've been warned. But anyway, good job, girl. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers' pride.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Bednarik, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alva, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
I hear something saying.
The sound of the men working.
to know.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Local news and timeless hits right here in WRJM. The Chain Gang. That's the sound of it anyway with Sam Cooke. Got Paul Harvey today at 12:05. Yes, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Diana Ross and the Supremes. A song that the Supremes are not actually on. Barry Gordy wanted to show that Diana could be a success even without her backup band, even though it's billed as Diana Ross and the Supremes. They're not there.
Just as sure, my baby.
Timeless is right here on WRJN. Martha and the Vandellas dancing in the street, and Diana Ross and what's billed as the Supremes, but actually neither Mary Wilson or Cindy Birdsong were on that. And it was because Barry wanted to showcase Diana and actually make it a her first single. And it was a big hit, but that's not them singing on there. It was a couple of session singers backing her up on that. And we're playing some Motown, and Don Rosen has your chance to win a pair of tickets to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul at Memorial Hall. And that is Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m. Hear the music of James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. Tickets are available on the events tab at festivalpark.com. And we now join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A nursing student at UW-Milwaukee is in stable but critical condition after a drowning incident in Kenosha County Friday. 19-year-old Jackson Henderson was swimming at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie Friday. He went under while swimming and was without air for about 10 to 20 minutes. Bystanders and first responders got him out, got a pulse, and rushed him to the hospital. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Henderson. A flood watch will be running tonight for Racine County. The National Weather Service has issued the flood watch for a portion of southeastern Wisconsin from late tonight through tomorrow morning. Kenosha County isn't included at this point. The watch comes as forecasters predict several hours of moderate to heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Child abuse charges against James Kerner, former Racine County Emergency Services Director, and his wife Tiana have been dropped. The case, which had been transferred to Kenosha County prosecutors, took an unexpected turn when, according to the Racine Journal-Times, the accuser's brother provided conflicting testimony. Based on the prosecutor's recommendation, the judge dismissed all charges exonerating the Kerners. There's lots of spending in the first CD race. The Badger Project reports that Representative Brian Stile is entering the contest with a significant financial advantage, having raised over $4 million in the first half of this year alone. Peter Barca, who briefly held the seat in the 90s, has raised nearly $800,000 since April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN with the Beach Boys.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy.
Touch my
He spoke and we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJM with the Association.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blonde. To the hope in my heart each time I you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJM Association, Cherish. They had a song come out in the mid-80s, and I had just started on the radio, and I liked the song. And, you know, they used to joke that if Cindy likes the song, it's a kiss of death for the song, which turned out to be true. But I actually, we played their song on our little Iowa station, and you know what? They sent me the nicest thank you card. Seriously, really great group, Association. When it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our very own award-winning Mike Clemens, for sure. He's the best. Plus, he's a really cool friend. Cool friend to have. I talk to him, and then I go home and sound like I know what I'm talking about to the husband and my son. Anyway, he's got the recaps of Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. And he is really, really getting busy with the Packers. So Mike is on every hour, top of the hour, weekdays, right here on WRJN.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
This is right here, WRJN, and if you're thinking about taking the kids to the beach today, there is a moderate risk of riptides today, so be riptide aware.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, awesome California grass. Get back to where you once belonged.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles with news, local news, and Mike Clemens coming up with sports.
Well, Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. That died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me, the girl who stayed among the leggings behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal being well. Time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall.
Donovan, Candavin, the gym, trip that way.
Get it